Now, on the program this morning, I'm glad to be joined by the CDIRS, Karen Nakiden. Karen, good morning. Good to have you here on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
Yes.
Happy to be here.
All right. I hope I gave the right name, or you can correct me on that.
Yeah, my name is Karen Sechewa Nakide. Mm-hmm. I'm the country director for IRC, International Rescue Committee.
Great. Thank you for being with us here. You're most welcome. Thank and you. Also with us here in the studio, we have Moi Santino Adari, who is the chair of the National Non-Governmental Organization, SCNED CAD. Moi, good morning. Good to have you on Radio Miraya on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, Miraya. I am Moi Santino Adari, the chair for the National Steering Committee, South Sudan NGO Forum.
Thank you. Good to have you. Let's begin with you, Carol. Just briefly, tell us about your work.
As the country director for International Rescue Committee, I also serve as the steering committee deputy chair of the NGO Forum for International Organizations. So my work involves supporting programming for humanitarian workers that are employed by the IRC, advocacy, coordination, information sharing, and also representing the international NGOs, deputizing my colleague, the chair, on the NGO forum, where we do a lot of advocacy, negotiation, we do a lot of coordination, information sharing, etc.
Great. Yes, and Moi, welcome once again. Just briefly, let's get to know about your work before we continue.
Good morning, listeners. As I've stated before, Moi Santino, that is my name. I'm the chair for the National NGO Steering Committee, South Sudan NGO Forum. I represent over 300 national NGOs in South Sudan. This is the biggest constituency in the country, and we actually look into issues affecting the humanitarian workers in the country, not only limited to national NGOs, but across, of course, international and national NGOs, including all the other humanitarian workers in the country. As we stand, the South Sudan Humanitarian South Sudan NGO Forum, we look into issues of coordination, we look into issues of security and safety of staff in the field, we look into issues of sharing security updates with all the humanitarian workers in the country, specifically the national NGOs and the international NGOs as well, and we are more concerned of issues of the safety and the security of staff on the ground, and including the officers. Of course, that is majorly what we do as the South Sudan NGO Forum.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And let's get back to you, Carol. Just briefly, what does this day mean to you? The 19th of this month, which is, of course, the International Humanitarian Day. How important is it?
It is of critical importance to us as the NGO community, because it recognizes the humanitarian workers. It's a day when the humanitarian workers' contribution to the society is recognized. Mm-hmm. And it's also a day where we increase the public awareness of what humanitarian assistance is and the work that is done, the impact of the work that is done by the people that we work with. That work in humanitarian organizations.
Mm-hmm. And let's look at that, particularly what kind of impact does your work as humanitarian workers have on ordinary citizens?
The work of humanitarian organizations and workers is focused on, first of all, it is based on humanitarian principles, the humanitarian mm-hmm. principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and independence. We target the people in most need. Mm-hmm. There is a targeting criteria, and the sectors that we work in include health, especially emergency provision of emergency health and nutrition services, mm-hmm. provision of water, sanitation, and hygiene services, protection, GBV and child protection, education and livelihood support. The core of the work is to save lives and livelihoods and protect people from harm. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the principles of the humanitarian principles are what guide our work and just ensure that we are able to deliver. But this day focuses on not mm-hmm. On the program participants, on mm-hmm. the beneficiaries, but it focuses now on the workers, on the people who are delivering.
All right, the humanitarian
the
workers.
The humanitarian workers.
And how will you describe the situation of humanitarian workers, particularly in South Sudan here? How safe are humanitarian workers?
We try as much as possible as organizations to ensure that our staff are as safe as possible, mm-hmm. but they face a lot of hardships. Most of the program participants, most of the people in need are in hard to reach areas that are affected by floods, mm-hmm. affected by conflict, and affected by various disasters. So in order to reach these people, our colleagues have to go through a lot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, for example, we've seen situations where health workers walk for 8 hours to 2 days mm-hmm. to reach maybe pregnant women, children in need of vaccinations. Mm-hmm. They're walking and carrying their supplies on their heads for 2 days. They reach there and have to work constantly mm-hmm. because there are many people who are in need of their help.
Great. Yeah. Yes, and Moy, as you have heard there, there's quite a lot of challenges that humanitarian workers go through every day. So what do you think needed to be done to ensure that humanitarian workers at least have a conducive working environment?
Thank you. As the host, or the government of the South Sudan, mm-hmm. we actually like appeal to the government to ensure that there is an enabling environment for all humanitarian workers who are working in the country. Two, we also look at the local government structures mm-hmm. to also ensure that all humanitarian workers who are working at the local level, they have been protected so that these services have been delivered to the affected population.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so a call there for government to ensure this conducive working environment for humanitarian workers. If you just join us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, and this morning we are discussing and looking at the humanitarian work in South Sudan and what impact it has, of course, for the population. But particularly, we're focusing on humanitarian workers. My guests here today in the studio, of course, from humanitarian organizations who are sharing their experiences with us. Now, that brings us to 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Now, just before I let the two of you all go, let's get to find out briefly about your personal organizations and what they do. Let's begin with you, Carol.
My organization, this is the International Rescue Committee, IRC. We do health and nutrition work. both primary health, secondary health, as well as maternal and child health.
Mm-hmm.
We work in WASH, in protection, GBV, child protection, as well as general protection.
Mm-hmm.
We have education programs focusing on early childhood education as well as livelihood support. We work in partnership
mm-hmm.
With national NGOs, as well as in with networks and churches and faith-based organization, community-based organizations, as well as working very closely with the government. We have the approach we have is a rights-based approach, just to ensure that we're ensuring that program participants are actually mm-hmm. included in the decision making within our programming.
Great.
We are present in 5 out of the 10 states.
Okay.
And have been in South Sudan for the last 32 years.
You've been in South Sudan for 32 years.
Yes, providing services.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Thank you for your services, of course. I appreciate that. Now, Moi, tell us briefly about your organization.
Good. In my introduction, in fact, I just forgot not to mention about Community Aid for Relief and Development. It's a national, it is a humanitarian development national NGO. Mm-hmm. I am actually the chief executive officer at the same time for Community Aid for Relief and Development. We actually do education, mm-hmm. majorly in construction. Apparently, we are doing some constructions in Western Equatoria. With the funding from the South Sudan Humanitarian Fund, mm-hmm. UNICEF at the same time. Mm-hmm. We also do FSL, that is Food Security and Livelihood. We also do WASH. In WASH, in particular, we do majorly rehabilitations, mm-hmm. drilling of boreholes. We do also like training of the hygiene promoters. We also do training of the water management committees to ensure that there is a sustainability of the project that we implement to the community. We also do primal health. We also work with IGAD in the peace building programming. We played a very big role in the conflict of Tombora. Mm. We were actually the organizers that brought the communities together. Now there is they are living together. There is a coexistence.
Yeah, there's peace. All right.
Surely.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Moi. That's the time we have. Just in less than 1 minute, please, your final message and remarks. What will you say?
As we are here today, the message I have is to our government to ensure there is really an enabling environment for the humanitarian workers. Because if you remember, we have the 19th of August, which we actually commemorate, which is the day that the 22 UN staff and the humanitarian workers that died. So, and it has also happened in South Sudan that number of our humanitarian workers have been killed, mm-hmm. and the number of our assets have been looted, and even compounds of the humanitarian workers. So for this, we actually ask the government to make sure this thing does not happen again,
right.
To make sure the government work hand in hand with the humanitarian workers so that they have their safety. Because if they are killing of the targeted humanitarian workers, and then it's not good.
All right, thank you so much. Yes, Carol?
Yes, for myself, I call upon the donors to increase funding for the humanitarian response in South Sudan. They are, according to the last humanitarian needs overview, we had 9.4 million people in need, mm-hmm. without counting those who are returning as a result of the Sudan crisis. The climate shocks are increasing, the inflation is increasing, the operation is extremely, extremely expensive and increasingly complex. There are more and more people in need, mm-hmm. And we need this critical funding in order to respond as humanitarians. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carol. Thank you, Moi, for coming to Mirai Studios, and thank you for your work that you do to our people. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.